Those that are stopped before their birth, in the great majority, are willful spirits that need a longer time to exist in the before-birth state, before they're returning to a physical existence. Most of them also should be born in other civilizations. You have used a term of kill, it is not correct. It is a very serious problem upon the planet Earth, because your religions have made it a serious problem in order to control people. We say this to you, a soul that is meant to be born in its proper method will not be extinguished. Those that should not be, in some manner will be not brought forth. There is no death before there is life in the physical world. What is murder in your world? It is the extinguishing of a life that has not yet served its full purpose in the physical. It is not a removal of life, but it is a complication of the process of evolution on Earth. But in reality there is no death. It is wrong to extinguish a life that has not fulfilled its purpose. We name one that has been brought forth fully to the planet Earth, it has been born. Alta has said that if you want a term, it would be not be past 3½ of your months. For up to that time the soul has no memory of its being in a cocoon of the womb. Therefore it does not get hurt within. Guest. Is there such a thing on this planet as natural or true soulmates? And if so, is there only one true mate, or other half, for each person? Tom, when you speak of soulmates we come into an area that is difficult to explain, where there are those that you have existed with in the physical past in other lives, that you may have an affinity for, if they pass your path again. But when you speak of a true soulmate, we speak then of a relationship that is made up of two but is in reality one. In that instance you cannot have several possible ones, there is only one. There are those that exist that have integrated as one whole into one being, as in the civilization of Alta there is no male, no female, but only one gender. On your physical planet, because of its situation, it is necessity to be male, or to be female, but you are in essence one. And on the subject of homosexual relationships, Tom, there are very few souls who have come to planet Earth but one time. But those who have come in what you term homosexuality, are beings that have lived many existences, and repeated them in one sex identification, then came to in the opposite sex, and have confusion. Each of you, you must know this. At one time have lived in this situation. Know this, it is the connection, the coming together of male and female energy, which brings oneness with creation. Man has always innately known that power comes from women, and in your heterosexual relations males who go from one woman to another looking for that connection with the creation, and they do not take time to understand the energy. They only know, in the darkness of the recesses of their mind, that they have this desire, and it overtakes them, and instead of bringing elevation it degrades their being. As in the case of the religions upon planet Earth, in the beginning people had knowledge, and then men became dogmatic in their attempt to control others. Even though, in the basis of their knowledge, there was truth, it was lost in misuse. You may not wish to hear what we say, but when there is a person that is homosexual, it is a being who has lived as the opposite sex for many lives, repeatedly. What is needed is more understanding of this. For all souls have been of the opposite sex. When you humans understand, then we have a great step forward. Each soul who elevates themselves to understand humankind has lived in this situation. There is a saying in your Christendom that says, but by the grace of God go away. What it should say is but by the grace of what I created go away. 19. Adventures in consciousness. Explorations of ourselves and our attitudes towards ourselves. Helpful hints on meditating and changing mindsets. A chapter full of loving caring advice from the 9. That we may choose to adopt if we so wish. John, is there anything you observe as being neglected by people who are trying to make a positive difference on the planet now? Tom, education about self-worth. John, any advice on how one does that? Tom, part of this difficulty lies in lack of education among the masses on the question of inferiority. If you can begin to organize to change the majority who feel inferiority, then that will have great benefit. It is a primitive state, yes. Miki, what is the reason for this massive inferiority? Tom, people's inhumanity to each other. Miki, but it seems to be so basic in nearly everybody, this feeling of inferiority. Tom, part of it is sense of inferiority, part is real disadvantage. There are important areas of life where people are not sure of themselves. But at times those inferiority feelings create the impetus to become better. It is different for people who have a real disadvantage, a lack of what they need. When you are strong, your soul knows the area that you need to overcome to be in greater strength. John, but the lack of recognition of our potential or our self-worth is prevalent in society. Tom, yes, because religions control people's beliefs. Religion has the primary responsibility. John, because that reduces our power, our capacity to act. Tom, yes. Some would say that when they die, when they make the transition, they are transformed. But that is not what we mean by transformation. For if in their transition they take with them their problems which they maintained upon planet Earth, then they have created a transformation that is heavier than what transformation is on planet Earth. Therefore we wish them to know the importance of transforming who they are during their life on Earth, their direction and their understanding of their responsibility for planet Earth, its inhabitants, its life in all forms, including the seas and the minerals within the Earth, to have respect and to bring about transformation of planet Earth by elevating it out of darkness. That begins with the individual. Is that explanatory enough? John, you once said that if human beings would learn to be kind to each other. Tom, the singular most important word in your vocabulary is kindness. It is not love. For kindness is love. And the word love is used and misused to bind, to control, to manipulate. But kindness, who can resist kindness? Not any. All can resist love. For it is misunderstood. Love. Kindness is love in action. It is also a matter of acceptance. If there were understanding and acceptance, there would not be difficulty. But there cannot be acceptance with only a portion of acceptance. For acceptance is total removal of self. If you remove yourself, then you have yourself, but if there be difficulty between two of you or all of you, then you have not removed yourself from yourself. It has to do with how you see another. Can you place yourself in the shoes of another and see things from their viewpoint? Can you see the whole of life from a wider viewpoint than your own? Miki, could you draw a distinction between change and transformation and enlightenment? Especially this question, is there an enlightenment to gain? Tom, before one can become transformed you must be giving the tools and experience to bring this about. Or you must find the strong need within the self to bring it about, or experience the total collapse of that person who you are, to bring it about. Out of chaos comes order. So when a person, or a country, is in a situation of chaos, if the tools are there, or if the desire is there, or if the push from others is there, then it can be transformed almost instantaneously. It is like a shift on the crust of the earth. One day it is like this, the next day it is like that, and it is never the same. Miki, thank you. To fundamentally shift, we do need to have the will to do it. And this is not just a mental statement that I want to change, it is a feeling of necessity. It has similar symptoms to death, but it's a psychological death or birth. We become something utterly different. Tom, you have within you, each of you, the ability to change the planet, but you must begin within yourself, by loving yourself. You can only love yourself by respecting yourself. Respecting yourself means removing from yourself all those areas which you disrespect in others. It also means removing all those hidden things that you disrespect in yourself. When you humans can walk with your head high, when you can look upon yourself and say, yes, I may live with myself, I may live with my thoughts, for my thoughts are pure and my thoughts are love, so therefore I love myself. Then we give you our promise, Earth will begin to move forward rapidly. In a way that you had never envisioned. You have chosen to serve, and that service is not just to us. It is to all that exist upon earth and in the spheres of the spirit. Begin to serve by loving yourself. Remove contamination from your physicalness. Remove contamination from your mind and heart. Permit your soul to show you the way. Remember that within you is a seed of power. If you do not maintain a balance, the ugliness of power may appear. It is the desire for power. But remember to forgive. We hold no animosity within us, and you need not either. Even though you exist upon the densest of all planets in the universe, remember that all souls may be saved. John, yes, I think there have been occasions we ourselves have been guilty of that attitude. Tom, this is a truth. John, for which we ask forgiveness. Tom, forgiveness comes from you, when there is true recognition of what has happened. May we say to you, to voice the feeling is one thing, but it is the act that is important. There are many actors upon the world stage that play a different part from what they feel. It is when they begin to feel, and to act from the whole of themselves, that they make a difference. They may say they love God, and they may say that they have understanding, but if they do not act as they say, then that is a grave error, because it is not done in ignorance. It is the same as when you give to another because you believe that what you give you will receive, then what you give is not gold. If you have the wish to cultivate perfection, we will teach you how perfection is attained on your physical planet. There is but one law of perfection. There are no complexities. It is a very simple law. Treat each and every soul, every animal, and every plant as you would wish them to treat you. In that way you grow to perfection. That is the golden law. It is a law of the universe. Understand this, the importance of exercise. As a physical body ages, if it does not continue in movement and exercise, then it becomes limited in its movement. That also then begins to affect the mind, for the mind then becomes limited in its expansion. All things are interconnected. Therefore it is important for those peoples who are moving into the age of forwardness to maintain physical exercise and to develop exercises to keep the body in mobility. Otherwise portions of the body become locked in iron stiffness, which lock portions of the mind. It is important to know the value of order within, of formulation within, patience within, and the value of balance within. Order is important, for in order one begins to understand the nature of planet Earth and the universe. Formulation is important. Through formulation you may present a plan, a system to bring forth the greatest progress and productivity. Balance is important, to experience your physical planet and to experience the universe. An example, if you consume your food in great impatience and in great haste, it is not chewed properly enough for your digestive juices to be activated to digest it properly, for it to be free to go through your system. If you consume it in haste, in a gobble, without proper attitude and releasing of digestive juices, it will cause you to have difficulty in your physical body. It will poison you. We are using this as an example, for patience should be in all phases of your existence. In patience you will see the nature of the universe, you will digest it and not lose it. You will grow with it, and you will appreciate the beauty of it. It will stay with you in joy. Do not be like those that are in great haste. Move in gentleness. It is important for the evolution of planet Earth. Teach yourself patience. We do not give to you flattery, for flattery brings forth the essence of those who do not comprehend truth, but accept only their own greatness. Always come from the highest motive and essence. It is as if, in human robes, people strangle themselves in the robe, are not able to remove themselves from themselves, to give a brief moment returning to who they really are. It is because people are frightened to find out who they really are, for when they know that completely, they feel the responsibility is too great. The truth is that when they find out who they are in completeness, responsibility is joyful and the energy emanating from each person touches others and soars to us. John, I have to say, for myself, that I have a strong feeling of inadequacy dash and whilst on one level I can see what you're saying, on another level I am so aware of my human limitations. Tom, but if you would get out of your own way, and not be concerned about that, and simply move forward. Look upon what you have already contributed to planet Earth. It is not humility to continuously berate yourself in being guilty. When you create order and follow the direction you have chosen, then all things begin to move along with you. It is that first step, as a baby has fear to take that first step, for fear of falling, but as it doesn't know the consequence of that fall, it takes that step. Forget the anticipated consequences of your falls. Do you not trust enough that if you begin to create happiness it will come in greatness? Do you see the competition you have created for yourself? Express yourself in words of love and words of joy, for that makes the universe happy. For when there is happiness, joy and laughter in the universe, it is a time of great celebration. This is what planet Earth must do. Humankind must not take itself so seriously. It must begin to experience within itself the joy of its divinity, the joy of its oneness with the universe. It must pull itself out of this bondage. It must stop living in a situation of victimhood. We have never asked for victims or sacrifice, but humankind, in its guilt, creates its victimhood, for it knows that it has passed and has crossed that valley that it should not have crossed, and now, together with all, we are bringing it back across the valley for it to be one with the universe. We love you. We will walk with you. We will be with you. Limit not yourself. Any of you humans. If you can visualize the Nazarene within yourself, then you can be like the Nazarene if you wish. If something or someone hurts you, it is your ego that hurts you. We love you. We encircle you and we bring you peace. When the day arrives that we may communicate with you, and you may communicate with others in a form of mind language, those that exist upon your planet will begin to truly evolve. We have been in observation, and the sadness that we feel is because there is so much difficulty in the mode of which you communicate. We have observed that what you speak is not what you think. It is tragic that your mode of communication is used in the manner, but the day will come when what is in the mind of one will be directly understood by another, because then no one upon your planet Earth will be able to speak in a manner that is not truth. Ian, in previous communications you said that language was brought here to the planet in order to evolve human beings, so I want to ask about the significance of language in the future. Tom, it is critical and crucial. Verbal language is the only means at this time for one human to have a means of communication with another. This also is important. How a word is used releases energy into universe. How a word is dignified releases energy into universe. The sadness of humankind is that they banter this and they banter that, and they do not understand that what they banter creates a difficulty for the universe, for it dissipates energy. However, we caution in this manner. You cannot go from the language of your existence to a completely new language. For humankind has tendency of resistance, and when people resist, they become immobile and rigid. Therefore you humans must find a bridge. In other words, you must begin to educate in the nature of language. Not just bring out new language without people understanding the reason. In your world humankind does not hear what is said, so therefore listening is of great import. Now here are some specific instructions for meditating which were given to the group at various times. Ian, would you give the group a simple technique to use in weekly meditations? Any guidelines for us? Tom, we would ask you to be in your chair in preparation for 3 minutes of your time before starting. Taken deeply within your system, breathing great depths and releasing. And when you do it, think that one of us is now with you. And with each exhalation a disturbance within yourself is removed. Then you become a vessel of purity for identifying your true self, knowing who you are, your connection with us and the universe, knowing that you have all that is instilled within you, encompassed in all that you are, your spirit, soul and mind, which continue on in all eternity. You contain all that is. Identify the power within yourself to create and bring into being the necessary changes for Earth to evolve to its state of paradise. Be one that is ahead. Not as an elite, more intelligent or wise, but ahead in being able to remove yourself from yourself, to step back and view the truth of your being. When you have done that, then in your thoughts, infuse all humankind and its youth with the purity of love and kindness. And all those things that have been entrusted to you, the woods, plants, flowers and animals that create your paradise, infuse them with the essence of your being. And in your thoughts, bring the message to all people that they contain within them the ability, with you, to bring about the necessary changes upon Earth, by protesting when a human is not in humanity to humankind. You may incorporate that into a program that may be given to others as a form of meditation from us. Within your mind is great power, and within your mind you can produce the greatest of energy. It is not your physical energy that is great, it is your mind energy that is great. Your mind can bring things into existence, if it has the knowledge of how to do this. But it can also unconsciously bring into existence many things that you do not have desire to have. If there were 36 with one mind, focused together, then the entire world, even the universe, may be changed. If there be 12 on the planet with one mind, with the power of concentration, there is nothing that cannot be accomplished. This is a repetition of the instructions in the preceding chapter, but the use of these colors has such results, that it's worth it. Enter your meditative state in complete love, harmony, and peace. If it be necessary to do a premeditation, use any method you would need, if it be breathing, or sound, or color, or exercise, or quiet, for you to cultivate that state before entering meditation. We wish you not to look at your timepiece and say now sit and do. Also, you may visualize yourself, before entering that state, as being cleansed with the colors green emerald, royal blue, and purple, showering down upon you. This will take away all disturbances of the day. Take that cleansing into the earth in purification, and then you may begin your meditation. And then view people with their light energies consuming the dark and letting it filter out in light streams. Like this method, if you do it with a plant, have a plant in front of yourself, give it to it and it will osmosis it. That is a strange sounding notion. Ian, osmosis is an exchange with the plant. Tom, that is what we mean. Thank you. Yes. Remember this, you're all from us, you have within you our perfection. You cannot in truth attain perfection in the physical upon planet Earth because of its density, but you can attain perfection within your soul and your mind. Limit not yourself. Any philosophy, any civilization, any religion upon the planet Earth gives to you a limitation. For example, if you have a belief that it would take you one of your years to accomplish something, you can concentrate for 36 of your seconds to remove the belief, and then you may relearn a new belief in 36 of your seconds. John, I'd like some advice on concentration. Tom, we will give to you an example. If you concentrate on what you wish to remember things in both your conscious and your subconscious, concentrate for 36 seconds, and it will not be erased from your memory. It may be brought forward from your subconscious. If you wish to erase what is undesirable within your mind, or your subconscious, or a thought that has been placed in your mind, or a personality difficulty that you are trying to eliminate, if you will concentrate for 36 of your seconds, it is cancelled within your mind. If you think for 36 of your seconds that you are ill, you will become ill. If you think for 36 of your seconds that you are healthy, you will begin the way to health. The masses that have been programmed by society, by governments, by religions, to believe in the rigidity of their prayers, have brought many things into effect. As an example, it is a mass thought upon this world that all must age, that all must have illness, or that difficulty leads to further difficulty. These are the common beliefs that have been programmed into humans. John, what concerns me most is that the capacity to concentrate totally, I understand, is only for about 15 seconds. I personally find it very hard for more than about 6 seconds. Is that also a program? Tom, you have understood your program. John, could you give us what you would define as enlightenment? I think it's the term that's very poorly understood on Earth. Tom, do you have consideration of yourself as being enlightened? John, no. Tom, may we ask why? John, because I have qualities in my personality that I need to get rid of before I, Tom, you are then equating enlightenment with perfection. There is not perfection in the density of Earth. To explain what you asked about, enlightenment is what you are. Enlightenment is constant reaching, constant searching, constant consideration of whatever needs to be removed or modified or purified, but with total acceptance of yourself. Also acceptance that, since you are a part of divinity, anything you desire you may accomplish, if it is for the betterment of the universe. But you think that you have to constantly reach to heights that you have been programmed to believe cannot be attained, to be searching not only for yourself, but also for your relationship to the universe. However, this is your personal feeling. To have understanding that you are responsible for a portion of the universe, to have understanding that it is your love that has created us, that sustains us and that feeds us, this is enlightenment. To understand your negativity or the planet's or the universe's negativity, and the way that power that seeks to control is created and uncreated, this is enlightenment. You're on the path. Yes. This does not mean that you may stop preaching. Yes. There is the greatest power in clear thought. It is as close to supreme power that a soul on a human level may have. Be aware that your thoughts can put things into action for the greatest benefit, but they can create much difficulty when thoughts are in error. We will begin in smaller matters. If you wish to totally remember something, concentrate upon it with the greatest concentration, without any interference, for 33.3 seconds. The council has said I should give to you 36, but in truth, it is 33.3, not less, but you may do more. If you concentrate with total elimination of anything that would interfere, it would then be in your mind, it would be in your higher self, in your lower self, and in your conscious self, and in your subconscious self. It would not be able to be removed, except with similar concentration. If you wish to remove an error from any portion of your mind, concentrate on removing it for 36 seconds, and it is erased from your subconscious and cannot be recalled. If you take this one step further, build a pyramid in your imagination for 33.3 minutes, and then it is within your mind in the strongest possible way, and you have then created an energy which has the power to make things move or change in the way that you wish. In order to remove error, it would be necessity to reverse the process for 36 of your minutes. The mind brings its own reality into being. As an example, the nations upon your earth have a mass thinking or belief that permeates the atmosphere. It is a collective belief. It is like a chain of thinking, and it brings into the earth whatever thought has been created by the members of the nation. A government creates thoughts in its people, and the management of a company creates thoughts and beliefs in its employees. That process may be erased, if necessary. If you concentrate for 33.3 of your minutes, which is a great difficulty for the conscious mind, it takes practice and habituation. You may release much that has been done in error. For not only the earth but for individuals, whatever they have done to themselves or to others. If you take 36 people with one mind, with one thought, with one love, for 33.3 of your minutes, you may in truth change the universe. If you take 12 people for 33.3 minutes in healing or in any area that needs purification, it can be done, but remember also that the others can intervene if this is not set up properly, with sound motivation. In the physical world upon which you exist, as is known within your world, you use only a portion of your brain. Is that not so? John, yes, that is so. Tom, also the full capacities of your physicalness are also not in use. If you wish to use more, the more you use the more you develop. John, there are many arguments about the percentage of our brain that we do in fact use. I know it's very small, could you give us an accurate figure on that? Tom, we would say it would be between 18% and 22%. John, we do know some of the things to do to develop brain capacity. Is there anything in particular that is not known to man that would be helpful to know? Tom, it is of importance to increase the oxygen supply into the brain at intervals. It is also a great deterrent to the brain to take ozone into the lungs. It causes difficulties within the lungs, and causes a breakdown within the valves. Then in turn it causes a lack of oxygen in the brain. John, to get oxygen to the brain, is it mainly physical exercise which will do this? Tom, physical exercise is important, because besides the oxygen which is carried into the bloodstream, it also supplies other nutrients. But if it were possible on occasion to inhale oxygen by breathing exercises, it would be of great benefit. John, now I imagine yoga and meditation are both good. Is standing on one's head valuable for increasing the blood supply to the head at all? Tom, we are having a consultation. They have said the standing upon the head, the value that it has, I understand not if they are in seriousness or not. They say you would view of the world upside down.
Yes.
All? Laughter, John?
Yes.
But behind that I imagine it does have some increase of circulation in the brain.